We're excited to have as our guest here on Sharing the Victory, the outstanding kicker with the Atlanta Falcons, Jason Elam, formerly with the Denver Broncos, one of the great kickers in NFL history. Jason, welcome to Sharing the Victory.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Well, Jason, you know, one of the reasons why we really wanted to have you on is it's not just because you have a great leg, but you got a big-time heart behind that leg. And that heart has been stirred by Jesus Christ. And I wanted to talk to you not so much about what you've done on the football field, but about what you're doing off the field. You know, back in the 2000 season, you had an unfortunate injury where you broke your back in three places in that game, and I'm sure that had to remind you that there is life outside of football. There probably had to be a point where you thought, I wonder if my career is over. But why don't you talk to us a little bit about how God has wired you up with life outside of the game of football?
Yeah. I mean, I've got a lot of interest and things outside of football, and I think a lot of it goes back to I grew up just outside of Atlanta, Georgia, and kind of in the Bible Belt. I come from a Christian family. We were always at church and all that when I was growing up. But I'll tell you what, there was no way that I could have ever defended my faith. I didn't know why I believed what I believed. And I went off to the University of Hawaii, and it was a culture shock for me, to be honest with you. And all of a sudden, I was this little Southern kid that went off thousands of miles away to college. And then I was immediately immersed in this culture where there were, there were Muslims, there were atheists, there were Baha'i, there were Jehovah's Witnesses. I mean, it was just a very big melting pot of beliefs.
Uh-huh.
And I really began to question, what do I believe and why? Not only what, but why? And so it started me on a pretty long journey, several year journey of examining different world faiths. And to make a long story short, I came full circle back when I started looking into the evidences for all these different ones. Some of them didn't have anything to back them up. Got to the Bible and started looking at manuscript evidence. I started looking at archaeology. I started looking at prophecy. And it was so unbelievably overwhelming, the evidence behind the authenticity and reliability of the scripture, that I finally just said, it's absolutely ridiculous not to believe that Jesus was who he said he was. So then that started me down of who is he? Who did he say he was? 2 Corinthians 11:4 talks about there's different Jesuses out there. You can talk to a Muslim, and he's just a prophet, a long line of prophets. You can talk to a Baha'i, and he's just an extraordinarily good man. You can talk to a Mormon, and he's the spirit brother to Lucifer. You can talk to Jehovah's Witnesses, and he's Michael the Archangel. I mean, there's a bunch of different Jesuses out there, but that's not who the Bible says he was, who he is. So that became just a real passion to me, and still is telling people who the real Jesus is.
Well, those of you who just got on with us, you're not listening to a Bible seminary professor. You're listening to the outstanding kicker with the Atlanta Falcons, Jason Elam. But this is a man who's impassioned by the Lord Jesus Christ. And Jason, there's a normal, accurate, appropriate response to a person when he discovers the truth of who Jesus Christ is. And for you, you decided as God had sovereignly placed you around all these different religions and faiths, that Jesus is not God Jr. I mean, he is God. And
exactly.
And one of your responses comes out in a very interesting book that you and Steve Yeun wrote, a fictional story called Monday Night Jihad. Very interesting title. What's this book all about, Jason?
Well, I'll tell you, for pretty much my entire NFL career, my older brother was trying to get me to write a book just based solely on the stories that I would tell him, say from, a team flight or things that happen on the sideline, things that happen in the locker room, things like rookie night, just things that are just, they're funny. They're funny, silly, quirky stories that I would always tell whenever I'd go in and speak to, say SCA groups or whatnot. And people just really enjoyed these stories, but I never really wanted to write a book about football. I seem to live it all the time, and I've got other interests, and so I just really didn't want to write a book about that. But there was one day a couple of years ago where I was sitting down, and I just had this thought of, if I could combine a lot of these funny stories from the NFL that people love to hear, but also tell about something that I am so much more passionate about, which is my faith,
mm-hmm.
and combine that with a lot of the current events that are going on around us, some of the Christian apologetic, just the defense of the Christian faith, telling people about the real Jesus through mm-hmm. this fictional story, I was thinking, well, that'd be fun to do, and I think it would be extremely entertaining. And so that's kind of the genesis of Monday Night Jihad. And so I modeled the protagonist after, actually it was a couple of guys. One was Chad Henning, who played with the Dallas Cowboys in the early 90s mm-hmm. after coming back from the first Gulf War. He was an Air Force Academy graduate.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was a pretty compelling story about how these military school academy guys, they come out and they have this military commitment that they have to serve, but they fulfill that commitment and they come back and they still are able to fulfill their other dream of playing, you know, say in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
There was one other guy named Steve Russ that I played with at the Denver Broncos.
Right.
Same thing. He was an Air Force Academy graduate, came out and fulfilled his commitment and came over and played with us for several years, even on the Super Bowl team in 97
mm-hmm.
with the Denver Broncos. And so I modeled the protagonist after those kind of guys, and it's kind of a Air Force Special Ops kind of beginning to it. His name is Riley Covington. That's my protagonist. And
right.
we try to put Riley in these really tough situations and just try to convey how a godly man would react to these different situations, especially with current events today as well, with Islam and the rise of Islam worldwide.
Mm.
It's here to stay. I mean, it's not going to go anywhere.
Mm.
1 Peter 3:15 tells us to always be ready for people to have questions for the hope that we have, but do it with gentleness and reverence. And what we're not doing anyways, we're not trying to demonize anybody.
Right.
We want to try to promote dialogue, good, healthy dialogue. I've got a bunch of Muslim friends, a good Muslim friend that I played with the Broncos, and I would even give him chapters and say, hey, check this out, and, you know, make sure that you agree with all this. Am I off on anything here? You know, it just promoted some awesome, awesome dialogue with him and with other people. And, you know, there's certain ways that you want to try to, you know, promote this dialogue. Like I said, you don't want to be argumentative and because mm-hmm. usually you can, many times you can win the battle but lose the person.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so you don't want to do that. But that's just kind of the whole purpose behind Monday Night Jihad is in this fictional story, telling people who the real Jesus is.
You know, oh man, I love what you've said here. One of the problems that we have, and this is true in ministry, it's true in churches, and I think the body of Christ here in America as a whole, and I say this as gently as I can, and I'm talking about myself as well, is that we have a tendency when we get into this multi-faith world that we live in here in America, and that you get all these different doctrines, even within the Christian faith, there are some doctrinal things that are not biblical that we're kind of diving into. And we sometimes, like in our ministries and churches, want to say, well, let's not talk about that. And I love the fact that you're saying, no, we're going to engage in battle. we're going to go and we are going to, like a Scud missile, go right to the enemy and expose it for what it truly is. The Apostle Paul talks a lot about false doctrine that's out there and the different opinions and definitions of who Jesus is, and even says that let anyone who would present a false doctrine be accursed. I mean, that's how strong he was in the area of whether it be liberalism or legalism or any other kind of religious philosophy out there that does not recognize Jesus' sacrificial death on the cross, his deity with the Lord, his resurrection from the dead, and the fact that it is only through him that we can have an eternal relationship with God the Father.
Well, you're exactly right. And you know, I think I saw a Barna study the other day, and it was talking about 53% of those that profess to be born-again believers don't even believe that Satan is real. They just think it's a symbol for evil. And so I think there's so many of us that don't even realize that we've, as you said, that we're engaged in a battle.
Hmm.
We don't even know that we're being shot at.
Right.
You know? And so you can miss on a lot of different things. People within the church, you know, they argue over a bunch of stuff,
mm-hmm.
worship style, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But on Jesus, there are certain things you've got to get right.
Absolutely.
Or there's eternal consequences.
Oh,
and
yes.
And so that's why it's so important to me that people know who the real Jesus is. And I'm not trying to beat anybody up with it or anything, mm-hmm. you know, but it's so important that we get who the real Jesus is.
Well, Jason Elam, first of all, I want to commend you for that. I believe that God is honored with your pressing into doctrine and not pressing out. And may we in the FCA ministry and all of us who know the Lord Jesus Christ press into doctrine, not out of it. And Jason, could you give just a piece of advice for us? I feel like one of the problems we have in America is that we're biblically illiterate. We don't read the Bible very much. Bottom line is we kind of get spoon-fed, maybe with a good pastor or a good devotional book. But in terms of just going to the Lord personally with our scriptures open and our hearts on our knees before the Lord God, going to the cross every day to receive his grace and his love and understanding who he is, we're just not doing that very much. Do you have a training regime in your life personally that just gets you into doctrine, into the Word of God, about face on your floor before the Lord in prayer, receiving from the Lord on a daily basis?
Well, absolutely. You're exactly right. And you know, one thing that I do is I'll try to read a chapter in the Old Testament, a chapter in the New Testament, and a psalm. You know, and that's just kind of an easy way to get going. I mean, a lot of people get going, mm-hmm. you know, start with Genesis 1 and try to, and then they bog down on Leviticus. they get kind of burned out. But the Bible tells us that the Word of God will not return void. Mm. And so whatever you are able to get into the Word of God with, God will use it. He will definitely use it. And the Bible is all you need. That's all you need.
Well, may the Word of God just continually fill you up, Jason, as you kick for the Lord Jesus Christ, as you write for the Lord Jesus Christ, as you speak for him, and as you live and think for him as well. And Jason, is there a website that someone can go to in terms of being able to purchase Monday Night Jihad? Do you have what's the best way for folks out there to get after a book like this?
Well, you know, a lot of people, I'm just referring to Amazon.com. You can order it there. You can order it at any BarnesandNoble.com. Support your local Christian bookstore. You can go to www.MondayNightJihad.com, and they'll give some more information on the book. And we have a sequel coming out later this fall as well. So MondayNightJihad.com will be a good place to start. But other than that, you know, it's available almost everywhere.
Great. Well, Jason, you've gotten us on the edge of the seat with not only your great leg, but also your great heart for the Lord Jesus Christ. You've done that numerous times, and we want to thank you for being on Sharing the Victory today and inspiring us into a greater intimacy with the Lord Jesus Christ.
You're very welcome, Ron. I appreciate you having me on.
That's Jason Elam, the outstanding NFL kicker, now with the Atlanta Falcons, one of the all-time great kickers, but also a man who follows after the Lord Jesus Christ.